It's a quarter past nine. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio this morning, filling in for Maynard, Josh Benega, Lockbarrow Veteran Service Officer, VSO, is in. I'd asked Josh what VSO stood for.
I was like, oh, you've only seen me once a week for 15 years.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
Just had a brain moment.
You've been running ragged this morning, having a new appreciation for what Maynard does every morning.
Yeah, so. I do. Maynard... I don't think people realize how much work Maynard does in the morning. So, he's catching some Florida sun for a while.
No, I expect him to come back tanner. And
Josh, let's salute a veteran today.
All right, today we're saluting Private First Class Clarence D. Benebos. Clarence was born on March 9th, 1912 in Pipestone and passed away on February 1st, 2001. He entered active duty in the United States Army on April 9th, 1945 in Fort Snelling. I will be discharged about 20 months later on December 23rd, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a power shovel operator with 3rd Battalion of Construction Corps. Spent 1 year, 1 month, 8 days foreign service in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, the lapel button, and one overseas service bar. So we thank you, Clarence, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free. Hats off to all the veterans wishing everybody out there a joyous new year since tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Today we're going to discuss the CVSO Act. There was a press release came out by the National Association of Counties discussing recent legislation regarding veterans, caregivers, and county veteran service offices. The National Association of Counties applauded Congress's passage of the Elizabeth Dole 21st Century Veterans Health Care and Benefits Improvement Act, also known as the Elizabeth Dole Act, which is a bipartisan, bicameral package that seeks to reform and improve the delivery of health care benefits and services at the U.S. Department of Veterans, families, and their survivors. The legislation will help modernize access to care for millions of veterans across the country and for the first time ever provide federal resources for county veteran service officers, CVSOs. Paul?
Oh, what's that?
CVSOs?
C.
County Veteran Service
County,
Officers.
County. That would be you then.
Yes.
Okay.
Throughout the... Part of this Elizabeth Dole Act incorporated the CVSO Act, which is beneficial to provide federal resources to county veteran service officers, and they call it the Commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act, the CVSO Act. The Senator Elizabeth Dole 21st Century Veterans Health Care and Benefits Improvement Act will enhance access to federal benefits for veterans, a process facilitated by CVSOs in 29 states. According to Matthew Chase, the executive director for the National Association of Counties, these officers, funded almost exclusively by counties and local taxpayers, face critical staffing challenges and high demand in rural areas. You know, we're a rural area, and we're completely funded by county taxpayers. So the Dole Act will enable counties better to serve veterans, especially in underserved areas, improving outcomes for veterans and their families. We have about three-quarters of the county veteran population is enrolled in VA health care in Lockbarrow County. I'm very proud of that statistic.
Yeah.
And
three-quarter of the veterans in Lockbarrow County, huh?
Well, it's about 72%, but, I'm rounding up a little bit, but that's still a very good percentage, and at last I checked, it was the highest percentage in the state.
Oh, so, really? Well, wow, that's pretty cool.
Not to kind of toot my own horn, but
I can toot it for you.
Well, it just goes to show that You know, the veterans of Lacapra County are well taken care of.
Yep.
This Dole Act authorizes $10 million annually for 2 years for competitive grants to states to expand the work of CVSOs or comparable entities, providing new federal resources to county governments to expand CVSO staff and services to meet rising caseloads. So that was from the national, or this is a statement from the National Association of Counties. I've also got a statement here from the passage of the Elizabeth Dole 21st Century, the Elizabeth Dole Act, let's call it, from the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV National Commander, Dan Contreras, regarding the passage. After months of bipartisan negotiations, DAV is pleased to see Congress pass the Senator Elizabeth Dole 21st Century Veterans Health Care Benefits Improvement Act. As its name suggests, a comprehensive and transformative legislation will improve the lives of veterans and their caregivers on several fronts, including Department of Veterans Affairs health care and benefits, streamlining the disability claims process, expanding access to job training and employment resources, address veteran homelessness, and strengthen mental health services, easing the burdens for aging and disabled veterans to receive at-home care, and much more. We applaud the leadership of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Chairman Mike Bost, Ranking Member Mark Tacano, Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman John Tester, and Ranking Member Jerry Morin, who worked tirelessly together to get this bill through the legislative process. This expansive package is an excellent example of how our elected officials, or elected leaders, can positively impact the lives of veterans when they come together. We look forward to the president signing this bill, which will bring much needed relief to America's veterans and their caregivers. Now, both of these statements came out December 17th, so a week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. I remember getting a text message the night of the 16th saying that this got approved by Congress. And I know the CVSO Act itself has been on the floor for a couple of years. I know the National Association and both the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers have advocated for this CVSO Act. And the Blue Earth County Veteran Service Officer is the national legislative person for the National Association of CVSOs. And he was instrumental in doing the language for the CVSO Act. So we got some local ties to this as well. So some good Congress, and we'll have to see what the next session brings, which starts on Friday.
Friday already. Wow. Okay.
Yep. January 3rd is when they reconvene. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, some good stuff there concerning veterans. You know, I got a couple questions, Josh. You know, all veterans covered with health insurance through the veterans?
No. One, they got to apply. And two, they got to meet certain criteria.
Okay.
And if that criteria isn't met, just means we got to get a little more creative and figure out another way to get them eligible. Okay. A lot of times it's through disability compensation benefits. So there's ways around, you know, the active duty requirement.
Okay.
So
that's not all veterans are covered, but they're not.
Nope.
Whoops, I speak it to the mic here. Sorry about that. Well, Josh, thank you for the work you do. It's valuable, and especially in Lacapra County here. And if people have questions for you, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. Our office will be closed on Wednesday because of New Year's Day.
Yep.
Thursday, I have some errands to run out of town, so I'll be out of the office that day as well. It'd be better to just call ahead, make sure I'm around, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Thanks, Josh, for coming in. Appreciate it. And always a wealth of information.
Oh, I lost my hair many years ago, and I think it, you know, I had to make room for some of the brains, you know.
There you go. Good. All right, you have a great week, John.
You too. Thank you.
And
happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, tomorrow's New Year's Eve already. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Yeah, it just flew.
All right, Josh Benega with our Vets Info on the Air show for today.